was the last time you cleaned your house? And I don't really mean a once over, you know, a little vacuum here and there. There's a bit of dust. Get rid of that. Someone's going to walk through this area. That's what I do. Dust removal for people who might think you've got a dusty house. I mean, really cleaned your house, because this next story might inspire you to give the whole house a proper once over. I mean, one of those spring cleans, something really serious here. A Cairns resident was doing a big clean, a huge clean, before moving house, and then they uncovered some hidden diamonds. Yes, diamonds.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Any opportunity to play that Marilyn Monroe song? Senior Constable Russ Parker is with me now from Cairns. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
So talk us through how this happened.
Yeah, Patricia, the tenant in question had lived in this residence for 5 years. It's a residence in Scott Street in Bungalow, one of our suburbs that is close to the city centre. And, yeah, they were doing that vacate clean that we all dread so much.
Oh, it's awful.
Yes, and decided that this place needed a top-to-bottom proper scrub-up, and so she was very, very thorough with it. And, during the course of this, noticed some sparklies, and there we were. We had a number of diamonds in packaging that had obviously been hidden in a spot within the property. So we're very much trying to work out the origins of those diamonds. Our inquiries to date have failed to establish if they were stolen or anything like that. And we're thinking more so that they've actually been hidden in this little spot and left behind by a tenant or a visitor of a tenant or something like that.
It's incredible. So what do you think made this very honest person rock up to the police station with the diamonds? I mean, if I was doing this search, I don't know. I'd be like, hello. I mean, I don't have many diamonds, so it's pretty sort of not a very diamondy ring. It's just a couple little ones.
Look, it is amazing. But look, there are still a lot of very, very honest people out there in the world, despite what we may think. And it's not unusual for us to be to have amounts of money and so on handed in, substantial amounts that have been found in houses and so on as people are doing work and all that sort of thing. And, you know, full marks to the person for doing the right thing and handing it in. Because ultimately, if we don't establish the ownership of these diamonds, then that finder has a right to claim them in law. And then they are the perfectly lawful owner of a very nice little booty of precious gems.
How much do you think they're worth? Have you had them valued?
No, we haven't had them valued. I have described a couple of them to a jeweller. And He suggested that the one I described would be $6,000 or $7,000. So we've got a number of them.
So this could be how many number of them? I'm just doing some quick maths. It's always good to do some quick maths.
Well, all we're saying is less than six.
Up to 60 grand then?
It's a significant find, and one that may well end up in the hands of the finder due to their honesty.
Now, I know every jurisdiction has their own rules, but just out of interest, how long is this period of grace or whatever it is, where the
Ordinarily, around about 8 weeks. But look, we've taken a bit of extra time on this, given what the find was, because we would hate to think that somebody missed out. Who has simply forgotten that they had left these things there. So, you know, it has been at least 5 years because the tenant was in place for that period of time. And so we're running out inquiries as to people who previously lived there and so on. And we're just appealing to anyone who, in the Cairns area, who may have lived in Scott Street at Bungalow and forgotten something, or if they've had a friend or associate tell them a story about something like that. We need to speak to them. And obviously anyone that's going to claim the diamonds needs to give us a very, very good convincing story. And we'll be looking for proof of ownership and so on. It might be a receipt, but certainly at the very least a very, very good description of what they are and where they've come from and so on.
So about 8 more weeks?
No, I think it'll be finalised before that. We've had them, they were actually discovered in October, So we've had them since that time. But the finder realises that we've got to go the extra mile on these because they obviously mean a lot to somebody. It's just a matter of getting it out there and using this media strategy. We're hopeful that maybe it might get out there and somebody will remember and give us a call.
I love this story. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks very much, Patricia.